aging is not just walking upstairs and wondering, why did I come here again? Studies show that in adults over 70, some cognitive skills can improve, even as mental processing speed declines. So what mental skills get better with age? Olivia Goldhill is an investigative reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, and her story is titled, Presidential Age Debate Obscures a Simple Fact. Some cognitive skills improve as we get older. Olivia, welcome.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So let's talk about cognitive skills potentially improving with time, because we hear a lot about elderly people and what they get worse with age. But you pose the question that many researchers are looking into is what do they get better at as they age? And as far as what you found, what's at the top of the list, at least for elderly Americans?
As you say, we're used to hearing about the negative, so in some ways this is unexpected, but there are skills that seem to improve, especially skills that are kind of knowledge experience based, which makes sense. You get more experience as you get older. So kind of decisions that depend on previous experiences is one key area. You know, they found pilots, as they get older, get more experience. They don't actually have more crashes, even though they might have slower response times. They have better judgment. And a really big, I think, area of that is interpersonal conflict and mediation. So there's quite a few studies showing that older people seem to be better at acknowledging different experiences, different perspectives, recognizing the limits of their own viewpoint, and encouraging compromise.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up navigating conflict, because I want to ask you a little bit more about that. You spoke to social psychologist Richard Nesbitt about that, and he was in his 70s himself when he was working on some research on this. How does he think about why elderly people might be better at navigating conflict?
Yeah, so exactly. He's now in his 80s, and he was pretty surprised, he said, when he saw the result, because we're just so used to seeing studies that show negatives with aging. But he said that he has noticed it in himself, and he kind of gave a very personal example of how you learn from specific situations. He once had a colleague who was just so good at charming everyone and kind of getting what they wanted. And he said he learned from that and kind of copied from that. So it's just the way of picking up skills as you go along.
So, I mean, there are these pluses you've talked about, including kind of navigating difficult debates, et cetera, compromise, understanding other points of view. You've also written that emotional volatility can go down, you know, as we age in general. We perhaps have less anxiety and distress. And so if you take this, let's call it wisdom, and factor it into decision making, is there an argument from some of the social scientists that if we pick our presidents based on decision-making ability and this wisdom, is there an argument that older might be better?
I think there's definitely an argument. Wisdom is the phrase used collectively, and there's those skills together kind of combined to create wisdom. And I wrote the article because there's been so much scrutiny over, you know, President Joe Biden and then Donald Trump both being older than 75 and questioning some of their skills. I mean, the other main point that was made is that even though there are some skills that tend to decline with age, that isn't true for everyone. Mm. You know, there are, I think it's called super ages, a third of people who really show very little decline. And, you know, maybe people will get nervous if they forgot their keys or stumble over a word. But, you know, people do that in their 20s or 40s, too. So there was this suggestion that if you're competent enough to, like, have meetings and fly around the world and retain so much information and navigate so much, that fears about aging could be overblown. And, yeah, we could be overlooking the benefits.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, we're talking about the benefits, which perhaps we don't talk enough about. But just to mention briefly, the known cognitive challenges of aging, remind us what we know about that and whether those kinds of things can be overcome.
there definitely are challenges. You mentioned, I think, processing and in just your mind tends to work a little slower, even speak a little slower, and working memory, which stores short-term information. So newly learned names, or, you know, the name of the film you went to last night, those things, you know, are some of the strongest that tend to decline. But dementia is not across the board. So when it's just kind of typical aging changes in thought processing, there are things that can be done kind of to retain your usual abilities.
Yeah.
You know, keeping yourself engaged and active as much as possible. And having community around you was also, I think, a very big thing pointed out that, you know, if you have strong social connections, that tends to help with your mental abilities as you age.
Olivia Goldhill is investigative reporter with STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. I forgot the name there myself. Olivia, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.